This is the Social Workers Introspective, providing an up-close view of the role and impact of social work in our community. I'm Dave Smith. In this special series, we're speaking with area social workers and social work students about the field of social work, why they've chosen this field, and what it would mean if we did not have social workers.
My name is Melissa Milliron, and I teach in the social work program at Hardin-Simmons University. Social work is a profession that is designed to enhance functioning in society, basically for individuals, families, groups, organizations, and communities. Well, I am primarily a social work educator, so my role is to educate and train future social workers. You know, there's a huge need in society, and especially now in our economic times. You know, we're facing lots of funding cuts for programs. This current legislative session is a pretty scary one that is going to result in there being greater needs in society, and so we're going to have a greater need for more social workers to be able to address those unmet needs in the world.
Why did you decide to be a social worker?
Personal experience. I graduated from high school 3 months pregnant and was a single mother for 6.5 years. And over the course of that time, you know, I came from a middle class family, and I really wasn't aware of the public welfare system or any types of assistance that were potentially available for me and for my son. Decided to go back to school. I was working and paycheck to paycheck, not making ends meet. I enrolled at Hardin-Simmons and met with a financial aid counselor there who told me about programs like WIC and Medicaid and food stamps that I wasn't aware of. They also hooked me up with grants and scholarships and funding that could help pay for my education. That was the beginning of learning about social welfare and public welfare. And my undecided advisor at Hardin-Simmons happened to be the director of the social work program, Dr. Dan Cooper. He just asked me a series of questions and had me take sort of an aptitude test, and what would work well for me, and a helping profession was certainly it. And so I became a social work major at that point, and the rest, so to speak, is history.
Can you tell us a little bit about the NASW, the National Association of Social Work, and what it does?
Sure. I currently serve as the secretary to the board for NASW Texas. The National Association of Social Worker is the largest association for our profession and is sort of the voice for our profession. In the United States, there are somewhere around 640,000 social workers. The association really is the voice for those 640,000 professionals. And that may sound like a lot, but it's really not when you look at the size of our country and our population in our country, and there is still a great need for that. But, you know, NASW provides the code of ethics for our profession. One of my mentors in the social work program at Hardin-Simmons, J.L. Cole, and I'll quote him, he says, social work is the Jesus profession. That comment that he makes is based on, I think, very much the six core values, which are service, integrity, the dignity and worth of the individual, understanding the importance of human relationships, competence, and social justice. But when you look at that first one of service, the ethical principle that goes with that, it means that we provide service to others before ourselves, that we put other people first to fulfill those needs and to love and accept them unconditionally, to meet them where they are, to not judge them. And then to allow them the right to make decisions for themselves, a right to self-determination. That's sort of, you know, the epitome of what social work means to me is to serve others. And I think by doing that, we're able to maybe make the world a little bit better. It sounds kind of cliche, but, you know, I think if everyone had that mentality about them, that we care about other people more than we care about ourselves, that the world would be a better place.
Podcasts of the first and second season of the Social Workers Introspective at our website, www.kacu.org. Tune in the month of March for the Social Workers Introspective, only on community-supported KACU 101.9.